ABC Radio Australia.
The total number of COVID-19 cases in PNG is approaching 25,000, with more than 800 added to the list in the most recent report, and the seven-day average stands at 262. But as PNG wrestles to bring the outbreak under control, doctors at the country's main hospital have provoked controversy by prescribing a worm medication as a treatment for COVID-19, despite the World Health Organization warning against its use. Medical experts fear the use of ivermectin for coronavirus cases will undermine public trust and hamper the community response to the pandemic. And as Mackenzie Smith reports, the controversy has erupted at a time when the latest surge of COVID-19 in PNG is threatening to overwhelm the country's health system.
Used to treat parasitic infections, ivermectin has been a staple of the past 30 years. But the drug has made waves in recent months as false claims spread online that it can cure COVID-19, which isn't caused by a parasite. In PNG, 100 tablets will set you back about $20. The East Sepik Governor Alan Bird knows this because he's bought some for his constituents.
95% of my people are saying they want ivermectin. So what do I do? What I want to do is find a way so I can talk to them. If I don't have ivermectin there, they won't listen to me. They won't listen to my health workers.
Mr. Bird says he's got enough ivermectin to treat 25 people and he'll get more soon. He says he'll be trying to convince them to get the COVID-19 vaccine as well, but this is the only way to reach them.
That level of distrust that has existed for decades is suddenly magnified 100 times. So you've lost the battle even before you've begun. And I want to say to my people, I want to say, look, we've got ivermectin here, but I still want you to get vaccinated.
Mr. Bird's plan underscores the desperation in PNG, where less than 2% of the population have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The World Health Organization in PNG is warning that ivermectin shouldn't be used to treat COVID-19, and it says there have been fake WHO advertisements for the drug posted online. But that hasn't stopped doctors at several hospitals and clinics in the capital from prescribing it to patients with COVID-19. That includes Port Moresby General Hospital, according to its chief executive, Paki Mulumi.
Some doctors are prescribing that. My fear is that, you know, if we tell the public that there's a treatment, they'll be going towards that and not getting the vaccinations that's available.
Dr. Mulumi says some doctors think it's the best treatment they can offer for COVID-19.
The patient requests, can you give me something, you know? Then doctor explains, there is something called ivermectin, this drug is there, but it's not 100% guaranteed that it's not going to work on you, but I can prescribe for you if you want to take. Like that kind of arrangements.
An epidemiologist working on Port Moresby, Stephanie Vakir, says misinformation about ivermectin in PNG is spreading through social media like WhatsApp.
Even this morning I woke up to, 20-odd messages in one group about ivermectin and how glorious it is. And thankfully there were some people in that group that called out the posters, but these are, you know, educated doctors in some cases who are still propagating this information.
Dr. Vakir says despite strong evidence against the use of drugs like ivermectin to treat COVID-19, people in PNG are becoming desperate.
We're seeing more and more debunking of those trials. There's been no strong evidence that's come out, or the trials that might have looked good initially, as people delve into those data a bit more, are seeing that there's often fraudulent data involved, you know, duplicate patients or numbers that just physically, there's no way that those numbers could be repeated and be possible in these kind of studies. So as they are debunked, hopefully that information spreads, but unfortunately it always seems like the misinformation spreads a lot faster than the correct information.
Dr. Paki Mulumi from Port Moresby General Hospital says he's hoping the Department of Health issues advice soon on the use of ivermectin.
There should not be any prescription of ivermectin. That's what we want here. So that can be enforced in some of these other clinicians who are prescribing that at the small private clinics and all that. So we need that kind of statement from the department to say, no, ivermectin, use of ivermectin is prohibited. That's it. Then we will enforce it.
But he says until that happens, there's nothing he can do to stop doctors prescribing ivermectin.